Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medical Center Central DuPage Hospital is on the line. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning. Hi.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. Did I hear correctly you say that if you had the option, the Moderna booster would be the best one, regardless of what you got in your first round?
Yeah, John, if you look at the studies, and it's certainly they're somewhat small, but if you look at the studies that have been shown with this new mix and match that the NIH put out last week, which will probably approve this afternoon, really shows that Moderna followed by Moderna is the best. Pfizer followed by Moderna is the second best. Moderna followed by Pfizer is the third best. And then also anybody who got Johnson & Johnson and got a booster of Moderna had a 76-fold increase in their antibody levels versus the Johnson & Johnson followed by Johnson & Johnson, which only got a 4-fold increase. So any two boosters are certainly going to help you, but it certainly looks like Moderna can be this tipping point with the limited data that we have right now.
So when I get eligible for a booster, I think I also heard you say, like you all did when the first round was available, get the first shot you can get. Don't wait. But if you do have your choice, Moderna would be the best option. But if you're Pfizer, don't hesitate to get a third Pfizer, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, right now, Pfizer is the only one available. We're doing a lot of Pfizer boosters right now with individuals who got Pfizer. So certainly, you know, as we come into the fall and as we come into the winter, we want to make sure we have protection as well as we can. So don't wait around looking for that extra one. But if you have the option or if you have the choice, you know, certainly look at the science and it shows that Moderna may be a little more helpful.
If I'm vaccinated and I'm going to go to Thanksgiving with people who aren't vaccinated, how do I manage the room this year?
Yeah, you know, you have to remember that you're vaccinated, and if you're vaccinated and had your booster, you're the one that's protected. The people that should be concerned are the people that are in the room with you who are unvaccinated, because even though you're vaccinated, you could still have a breakthrough case, you could still carry the illness, but certainly the individuals who are unvaccinated should be the ones concerned. So if you're all vaccinated, taking off the masks is fine. If you're not, if you have people who are unvaccinated, I'd be really kind of hesitant and be really careful, because the unvaccinated individual is the one that's going to receive the harm if they get the illness.
It's a calculated risk, though, because I think what's most likely to happen is you'll have gatherings of people. I heard from the mother of a police officer. The cop's not vaccinated. The mother is. They want to get together with the son and his family for the holiday, and now they're upset about it. I think the way people are going to manage those is they're all going to get together, and they're just going to assume that the people who want to take the risk are taking the risk, and those who are vaccinated have such a small chance that they're going to take that risk as well. And the hope is that they'll get through it. I think that's a very plausible scenario, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the positivity rate, we're down below 3%. As we're tracking down, it's even going to get lower. So, I mean, the odds of that happening are extremely low. If you want to be extremely careful, go ahead and, you know, get a test done. You know, if you have a test done 2 days before, day before Thanksgiving, and you're unvaccinated, and you're going to meet people who are vaccinated, you've mitigated it down to just about as low as you can.
Yeah.
Very low positivity rate and a negative test. Boy, you're sitting pretty good.
Well, doctor, that's an interesting way to manage the room. I mean, that's why I called you. So, well, you're not going to get vaccinated. I could, just as a courtesy, this isn't defensive or hostile. Hey, would you guys mind getting tested? And then we'll feel really good about sitting at the table together, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you say that, you say, you know, we're here for Thanksgiving. We're here to give thanks about all of our family. You know, if you can do that test, we'll all feel so much more comfortable sitting with you and talking with you, knowing that you're negative. So it's kind of a win-win on people. You know, the individual who's unvaccinated may identify an early infection, and if not, then they have the reassurance that they're going to go in and people are going to feel comfortable being around them. We need that right now, John. We need that social interaction again.
I got tested twice recently because we traveled. So on this end and on the other end, coming back to the States, I didn't pay for the test here, but I did in Europe. Anyway, the test here, if I get a second or third test because of what you and I are talking about, do I pay for that then, or is it still free?
Well, it really varies. I mean, there are still free upstanding sites that you can go get tested, but a lot of people are taking the easiest path of resistance, which is to order the test, pay the $25, and get the test. And then there's others where, you know, saying, I can't just have an antigen test. I need to have the PCR test, which is now it's getting to be a little costly. So certainly making sure that you're doing the testing in the right environment for the right result that you need in the situation you're in.
Well, I'll get the cheapest one. Do you care which one I get, an antigen or a PCR or a home kit? I mean, do you have any advice for us?
Yeah, most of the home kits are antigen tests. They're not as accurate as, obviously, as the PCR test is, but certainly the accuracy rates for these is getting better and better. So we're still well up over 90% accuracy. So certainly any test is better, and as long as you do the collection properly and do the test properly, you're going to get the results in a very high sensitivity and specificity that we want.
Doctor, do you have any reservation about kids getting the shot now? That's going to become the Biden administration, what, announced it today or announced it yesterday, that the school children are going to be eligible for and will be able to get the vaccines?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens here over these next couple of weeks. You know, we probably won't know till probably early in November. But states are allowed to now order the vaccine, so it certainly looks like that's happening. The CDC has put out a 7-page guidance as far as how the vaccines will be given to pediatrics. Pfizer is the only one that has gone through and jumped all through all the hoops. Yeah. And it'll be interesting because right now the studies are saying that 1/3 of parents are going to say, no, I'm not, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
We have to remember that really when we're trying to vaccinate kids, we're trying to slow the spread of the illness through the adults and the vulnerable population, as most kids will do quite well with this. Certainly there's some children who have a difficulty with the virus, but for the most part, they're going to do well. So I think this is going to be one of those where you're going to see probably more tension than you are with boosters and with mandatory testing in the workplace.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern over at DuPage Hospital. Okay, doctor. Thanks once again.